We are beginning tonight, Shirin Simon Reish, Ayin Aleph. We are up to Siv Ches. Second line on page 94. The Mechaber says in Siv Ches, Im lo kiddush balayla, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid. If one did not make kiddush at night, whether it was by accident or on purpose, for whatever reason, yesh lo tashlumin l'machar kol hayom, you can make it up tomorrow on Shabbos day, the entire day. The Rama writes, v'omer kol kiddush alayla milvad vayachulu. And that means during the day, you'll say the regular kiddush of Friday night, leaving off the paragraph of Vayechulu. So if you look at note 44, he points out from the Aruch HaShulchan, v'av shem mekadesh lotzeis yidei chovas kiddush alayla, even though you're making kiddush during the day, to satisfy your chiv of the kiddush from last night, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, shem mikom okom einu tzarech loshu v'lokadesh kiddush hayom. You don't have to then go back and make another kiddush for the kiddush of the Shabbos day. She kiddush echad ola lakanu lakan. The kiddush over here is that one kiddush that you're making to make up for Friday night on Shabbos day also covers the one for Shabbos day. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkotan Lamed Ches, yesh lo tashlumin, uposhet de ba'inon sheyia gamkein mekom su'uda kmo balaylo. It's obvious that it has to be kiddush makom su'uda just like we require at night. Sefkotan Lamed Ches says that you have the whole day to do it. Ad bein hashmashos, until bein hashmashos. Ube bein hashmashos mitzadid apri megadim di yomer hanusach shel kiddush b'li haskara shem u'machos b'psicha v'chasim ha'ayin sham. So the Prima Gadim says that if it gets to bein hashmashos and you didn't yet say Friday night kiddush, it's already bein hashmashos of Shabbos day, so you should say the entire nusach of the kiddush without mentioning Hashem's name in the beginning or the end. The Sharatzion writes in Mem Zayin, v'haynu kishehispalol. This is talking about where you already davened Friday night, so you yotze your chiyuv d'oraisa. The choshash ledas ha-magen Avram. The Prima Gadim is being choshash for the sheet of the magen Avram. The yotze batfila mid'oraisa. That by davening Friday night, you already yotze your chiyuv of kiddush mid'oraisa. V'su have lo sveika d'rabbanon. And now when you get to Bein HaShmashosh, which is a zman of safek, so the kiddush is only a d'rabbanon, so it's a safek d'rabbanon. Memela, you don't have to say it with the Shem Hashem. But says the Sharatzion, the in lowest palo, but if you didn't yet daven, Yevarech Bracha Gemura, then you have to say a regular Kiddush with Hashem's name. The Havelei Sveika Daraisa, because then your Kiddush is Daraisa, and it's Safi Daraisa, we go to Chumra, Ayin Shem. V'tzarech Lomer, and you have to say, the Afsh Dehu Zman Havdolah, V'asr Litom, even though now, Bein Hashmashos of Shabbos day, it's already a Zman of Havdolah, and you're not allowed to eat, V'eich Yitom in Akos, how are you going to drink from the Kiddush cup? The eich yochal shi'ya kiddush makom suda, and how are you going to eat afterwards to make a kiddush makom suda? You're not allowed to eat over here. Tzarech lomer, you have to say the arik ishu be'emtza suda shlishis. One answer we could say is you're middle shalosh shudas, and therefore you are allowed to eat at this time, you are allowed to drink, and therefore you would be able to drink the wine, you would be able to eat afterwards and have kiddush makom suda. Inami, another possibility is the kiddush shemekorah midaraisa. Kiddush, which has its source in the Torah, docha le'isr ha-ti'ima shekodem ha-dolah shu d'rabbanan. That would override the isr of eating before Abdullah, which is only the Rabbanan, the daraisa of Kiddush, even though the drinking of the wine is not daraisa. That's why he says the makor of Kiddush is daraisa. That would allow you to drink the wine and eat the suda afterwards, even though mid-rabbanan, it's already the zman of Abdullah, and you're not allowed to eat before Abdullah. That's only the Rabbanan. Continues the Mishnah Berurah Vayter and Sefkotan Mem, Milvad Vayechulu, the Kiddush that you will say during the day when you're making up for Friday night will be the identical Kiddush as Friday night without Vayechulu, Lefisha Balai Lohoisa Gemar Melechas Hashem Yisbarach. Because at night is when the Melacha of the 6 days of creation was complete, and therefore we say Vayechulu only at night, we don't say Vayechulu in the morning. Says the Mechaber Vayter and Siftes, Tzorich Shetiye Mapa Ala Shulchon Tachas Apas. We require that there is a cloth on the table under the bread, umapa acheres prusa al gabov, and another cloth that is spread out over the bread. So the bread has to be covered on top and the bottom. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, if cut in them aleph, b'tur b'shem ha-Yerushalmi, the tur brings down b'shem the Yerushalmi, the reason why we cover the challah, shelo yira ha-pas boshto. So the bread should not see its embarrassment. She'ein mekachin alav el alayayim. That you're not making kiddush on the bread, you're making kiddush on the wine. V'hu yesh lo din kadima b'sharim makomos. Normally you make a bracha on bread before you make a bracha on wine. And here you're choosing the wine over the bread, so it's embarrassing for the bread, therefore we cover the bread. Ulefi ze, according to this reasoning, in mekadesh al hapas, if your kiddush is going to be on the bread, eino tzarach lechasos olav mapa. If you're making kiddush on the bread has nothing to be embarrassed about, and therefore there will be no reason to cover the bread. Avalatam acher shakasavatur. But according to the other reason that the Torah brings down, shu zecher lamon, it's just a remembrance of the mon shaya munach bekufsa. It was in like a container. Talum malava talamata. The mon was surrounded with dew on top and dew on the bottom. So memela gamba mekadesh alapas. Therefore, automatically, even if you're making kiddush on bread, tzarach lechasas b'mapa, you have to cover it on top and bottom with a mapa, v'chein nehogim, and that is the minug. So again, nafkamina between the two reasons of whether it's the bread shouldn't see its embarrassment, or if it's zecher lemon, which was covered on top and bottom, is in a case where you're making kiddush on bread. If it's because of embarrassment, there's no embarrassment for the bread, because you're making the brach on the bread, so it wouldn't need to be covered. But according to the svara, that we want to have a zecher lemon, so it would have to be covered. We will see more details, and we'll answer that question shortly in the notes. Continue, let's first see the rest of the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll get to all the interesting discussions. Umashma bepri megadim shelechol ha'ta'amim dai b'mekadish alayayin shiyem mechusa ad achar shegomer ha'kiddush. It's mashma bepri megadim that according to all the reasons, it's enough if you're making kiddush on wine that the bread should be covered only until after kiddush. V'chein b'shachrus, and so too in the morning, tzarech gamkein lios hapas mechusa ad achar ha'kiddush mita'amim elu. For the very same reasons, kiddush Shabbos day, you should also have the bread covered till after kiddush. U'b'chai odem mashma, the chaylam is mashma, d'latam zeichel amon, according to this reason that we're discussing over here, of zeichel amon, tov sheyia mechusa ad achar birchas hamotzi. Then it's good that it should be covered not only for kiddush, but even beyond, even until the brach of hamotzi, because that's the beginning of the Suda, and that would be the Zecher Lamon. Kosa be'el yirabah v'derech ha'chayim, kishim mekadesh al ha'pas, when you make kiddush on bread, yaniach yodav al ha'mapa, v'al ha'lecha mishnah b'shas ha'kiddush. During the time of kiddush, you will put your hands on the cloth, which is on top of the lecha mishnah, u'kishi yagia la'hamotzi. When you get to the bracha of the ha'motzi, yigala ha'lecha mishnah, you should reveal the two loaves, v'yaniach yodav aleyam, you should place your hand directly on the breads, v'yavarach ha'motzi, and you should make the bracha of ha'motzi, u'kishiyagia la'ashem, and when you get to the Shem Hashem in the bracha, yagbiya shneim l'malo, you should raise up the two chalos upward, ad shiyigmur ha'ashem, until you finish the Shem Hashem, v'yachagach yanichem, and then you place them down again, v'yachagmar ha'motzi, and after you finish the bracha of ha'motzi, yachzor v'yachase b'mapa, you should cover again the chalos with the covering, v'yaniach yado aleim ad shiyigmur ha'kiddush, and you should place your hand on top of the covering, until you finish the Kiddush. And now we're going to see some interesting notes that get into the interesting shailas lagabe these two reasons of covering the bread. We'll begin in note 47, which discusses a see-through cover. A see-through cover. Will that be a satisfactory cover for the reason of busha? Because it's see-through. So says note 47, u'inyan kisui ba'pas niris darko, with a covering that the bread could be seen through the covering, you go in nylon shakuf, like transparent nylon, if a kadon were anything similar, a plastic bag, a Ziploc bag. Das agon of nisin karelet, shilofi atam, shilotira apas boshta, according to the svara, of the bread not seeing its embarrassment, ein kisui kazeh nechshav l'kisui. So then this covering is not a good covering. Kevan shagoshas ha'odom hi sha'omedhu lifnei pas guluya. Because you feel like you're standing in front of a revealed bread, and therefore the busha would still be there, and therefore that would not be a good covering, according to this in Karelis. Me'idach, on the other hand, Shlomo Zalman Orbach argues and says, Shekisui nylon mo'il aflatam zeh. A see-through covering works even for this svara. V'ha'iku shetia pas mechusa. The way they made the takanas, you have to cover it. You have to cover it. The fact that it's see-through, that doesn't matter. You covered it, you're good to go, says Shlomo Zalman. Let's go to note number 48, see some other very lamaisa shailas that come up all the time. V'anoshim rabim hayoshim soviv kamashal chonos. You had a simcha, or you had a yeshiva suda. There's many different tables where people are sitting. Umunachas lifneim pas v'chol shulchan a bar mitzvah. And you have bread in front of every table. So Rav Moshe writes, Sha'af im yotzim yideicho v'as kiddush mi'adam echad. Even if one person is making kiddush for everyone, chayovim heim l'chasos esapas shelifneim, everyone should cover the bread that's in front of them. Heim l'fi atam shekisru apas hu zeich lemon, whether it's for the reason of zeich lemon it should be covered, kevan shechovas akisui eina machmas hayayin. According to that reasoning, the covering has nothing to do with the wine, elo machmas apas atzmos. So you have pas atzmos, you have to cover it. V'hein l'fi atam shelo tira hapas boshta. And even according to the reason that the bread shouldn't see its busha, shemikomokom yesh lapas boshas shemakdim in las ayayin. There's still embarrassment to the bread, the fact that you put in the yayin first, and therefore according to both svaris says of Moshe, the bread on the other tables should also be covered. V'chein das are going to have this in Kirelitz. Meidach, on the other hand, Hagona Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, shelofi atam shelo tira hapas boshta, according to the svar that the bread should not see its busha, ain't tzarech lechasos hapas, you don't have to cover the bread, ela hamakadesh, only the one who's making kiddush, umisha toe meayayin, only one who is taking part in the wine before the bread has to worry about the busha of the bread and has to cover it. Vahosevini adds on, shelomaisa nohogim lohokil, the minog is not to cover the bread, shelo lechasos es hapas hanimtzeis ala shulchonos ha'acherim. Says Rosh Hashanah, the minhag is not to cover the breads that are on other tables, only where the person is making kiddush. What about kiddush at a kiddush? Not with a suda, where there's no bread, but there is mizonos. Ube kiddush sha'osim al mine mizonos. A kiddush that's being made with mine mizonos. Ve'ena kol to'amim miyayin ha'kiddush. Say it's a big room, and most people are not going to be drinking from the wine. So Shlomo Zalman says over there, shelochol ha'ta'amim ein tzrichim l'chasos hapas. According to all reasons, there's no reason to cover the bread. Lefi ha'tam shelo tira hapas boshta mishum she'ena kol to'amim miyayin. According to the svar that the bread shouldn't see its embarrassment, you don't have to worry because nobody kim'at is drinking from the wine anyway. So it's nothing embarrassing for the bread. You're not having the wine before the bread. Ulefi atam shakisu yuzeichel amon, and according to the reasoning that we cover the bread to remember the mon, mishum she'ein tzrichim lechasos ela pasam u'ila lecha mishnah, you only have to cover bread that is roi for lecha mishnah, achlo mizonos, but not mizonos, which is not the normal way that we use lecha mishnah, and therefore both svaris says, Shlomo Zalman, the stuff does not have to be covered by a regular kiddush Shabbos morning. You have some cake there, you have some kichel, you don't have to cover it. Ule'inyan kisu apas besuda shlishis. Let's say it comes to Shal Shuddis, you have to cover the bread at Shal Shuddis there, there's no Kiddush. So you still don't have to worry about the boshas. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, She'ein darcheinu lasos chein. Our minhag is not to cover it. Vosev, and he adds on, She'af alpi shelefi atam she'akisui u'zeichel amon. But even though, according to the reason that you should cover it because of zeichel amon, ha'yatzaruch l'chasas is apas, abas u'de shlishas, l'chor, there should be no difference between any of the three sudas. Mikomokom ikir adin kefi atam shel bosh apas. But says Aruch HaShulchan, the ikir reason is of the boshas, Ubesuda shlishis ein boshes lapas. At the third suda, there's no embarrassment to the bread. Kevan shein yayin, there's no wine. V'chein hoya noga chazanish, and that was the minhag of the chazanish, not to cover the challah by shalosh shuddos. Meidach, on the other hand, there is an opinion that you should cover it. That is the Eish Lavrom. Shenochon l'chasos es apas gam besuda shlishis. He says it is appropriate to cover it, but the minhag clearly is not to cover it at shalosh shuddos. Now let's go weiter in the mechaber to Sif Yud. Mekadesh al kos malayayin. We make kiddush on a cup filled with wine. Shelo yia pogum. The wine in the cup should not be pogum, meaning it should not have been drunk from by someone else. V'toon kol mashe toon kol shel berachas hamazon. Everything that we learned in Chelek Beis that is required by a kos of berachas hamazon is required over here. We'll see examples that the Mishnah Berurah will bring down. V'omer vayechulu mu'umud. When you make kiddush Friday night, you should say vayechulu standing up. Then you make the bracha of pragofen, and then you make the bracha of kiddush. Sounds from the mechaber that you're saying vayachulu standing, and everything else you're saying sitting. Says the Ramah, v'yochol lamur b'shasa kiddush. You could stand for the entire kiddush. V'yoser tov leishev, and it's better to sit. V'nohagim leishev af b'shosh she'omer vayachulu. The minhag is to sit even when one says vayachulu. Rakish and maschil, and just when they begin, omdim ksas l'kavod Hashem. They stand a little bit for the honor of Hashem's name. Where's Hashem's name? Ki maschilin yom hashishi vayachulu hashemayim. The beginning of Kiddush is yom hashishi. Yom starts with the yud, hashishi starts with the hey, vayachulu hashemayim, another vav, another hey. V'nirmas Hashem b'rashi tevos, it spells yud kei vav kei, a remez to Hashem's name. So the minog is to sit, even during Vayachulu, but to stand a little bit when you have the remez to Hashem's name. Ukeshemasil yitain eina baneros, when you begin, you should have your eyes looking at the Neros Shabbos. Ubeshasa kiddush bekoshal bracha. And then during the kiddush, your eyes should be looking at the koshal bracha. V'chein nirali v'ayin le'el simen kuf pegimel sivdalit. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah beginning at Sivkata Membeis. Al kos mala, you should make kiddush on a full coast. The koshal kiddush v'avdalahu bechlal shar koshal bracha, the tzar shia mala. the kos of Kiddush and Abdullah is a regular kosher bracha that has to be full. Like we learned earlier in Hilchos Berachas Amos on a Kuf Pei Gimel Sebeis Bahago. Vim einenu molei, and if the cup is not full, the ein lo kos acher lo oros besocho, you have no other smaller cup to pour it into to make it full, mutter lekadesh olav, you're still allowed to make kiddush on it, kevan sheyeshir revias b'yayin shebesocho, since, or as long as, it has a revias of wine in the kos, even if the kos is a little too big for that revias, it's still going to be okay, kedemuchos lekamei b'sif yud aleph, as it will be clear, emirtz Hashem, tomorrow in sif yud aleph. Shaloya pogum sekadam em gimel. We also said you have to make sure the coast of Kiddush is not pogum. Hainu, meaning to say, shim shasa echol mimenu. If one drank from this coast, pigamo, he has made it flawed, he has made it pogum, ve'ein lekadesh lov, and you should not make lechatchila Kiddush on it. Vayin le'el besimin kuf pei beis, shesham mavur prate dine kos pogum. Look back for a chazara of what we learned, what a kos pogum, all the laws in kuf pei beis. Vayin shom b'sif zayin, look over there in sif zayin, the b'shas hafchak, in a pressing situation, she'ein lo kos acher, ve'ein lo eitzel lo sakin ha'kos, you have no other kos, you have no way to fix it up, as we learned, you can fix it up by adding wine to it, adding water to it, you have no eitzel to fix it up, and you have no other kos, mevarchan al kos pogum, then b'shas hafchak, you can't make a bracha on the kos pogum. Vayin b'eish al avram sif katan lamid, b'kiddush shalayla, when it comes to Kiddush at night, it says the Prima Gadim, Efsha Shetov Yosher Shekadosh Al Pas. It could be if your two choices are make Kiddush on bread or make Kiddush on wine or Kos Pagum, you should opt with the Kiddush on the bread, which is a Kiddush. Because as we'll see soon, not everyone holds that you're allowed to make Kiddush on bread. So to say that you'll make Kiddush on bread over Kos Pagum, Lechora, everyone says you could use it, B'shasat Chak. So it's interesting, Prima Gadim says that you would be better off making it on bread than on a Kos Pagum. And then we said in the Mechaber that you follow all the rules that we said by a Kos Bracha, says the Mishabur and Sefkadim Mendalad, Koma Shaton, Hainu Sheya Kos Shalom, number one, that the Kos should be complete. V'yiya Muda Chetav Mibifnimu Bachutz, it should be washed out well from the inside and the outside. And like we learned way back when in Hilchos Berachas Hamazon, that if the kos was already rinsed out by the last Suda and hasn't been used and it's clean, you don't have to rinse it out inside. Or if it was put away after last Shabbos, having been rinsed out and you haven't touched it since this Shabbos, it doesn't have to be rinsed out. But in general, if it was used during a Suda, then it should be rinsed out on the inside and the outside. V'chol sha'ar dvarim ha'niskar le'el b'simin kuf pe gimel inyan kos b'chaz ha'mazon. And again, all the other halachos that we discussed by kos b'chaz ha'mazon should be applied to the kos kiddush. Then the Mechaber told us that you say Vayechulu while you are standing. Says the Mishavura, why are you standing for Vayechulu? Shu Eidos al Bria Shamayim V'aretz. Again, it's a testimony to the creation of Shamayim V'aretz. The Eidos V'inam Umar. Eidos has to be given when you are standing. The Afal Pi Sh'omru Batfila. And even though you already said Vayechulu in davening, Chozer V'omru Kedei Lohotzi Banavu B'nei Beso. We repeat it again at the Suda during Kiddush to the Motzi, the household members. So we see how serious Vayechulu is. We said in Shul, we have two reasons why you say it afterwards. One is for a Shabbos, a Fozor and Yontif, where you missed it in davening. The other reason we brought down in the Mechaber earlier was you say it again for those who don't know it. And now you're saying it again at home for the family members who weren't in Shul. So you want to make sure that everyone has a chelek in this Eidos of Bria Shemayim V'aretz. So you repeat it again during Kiddush for Bonavu B'nei Beso. Uba Rokeach Heve B'Shem Medrash. The Rokeach brings from the Medrash. That Lamaisa, you have to say it three times, even though all the times we were saying it is because of this, because of that. Lamaisa, you have to say it three times. Echa b'tfila, one is in Shmon Esrei Friday night. The echa l'achar tfila, one is right after davening, like we do it in Shul. The echa ala kos is one is when you say kiddush on the kos. The kosvu ha'achronim, the achronim write. Dim shachach lomar v'yechulu b'shas kiddush. If one forgot to say v'yechulu during kiddush, he said kiddush, he just forgot v'yechulu. He started from Bari Piragafim. So Omro Be'emtza Suda La Kos, he should say it during the Suda at some point with a Kos. Fine, so the Mechaber said that you say Vayechulu standing, and then you say Bo'ei Pragofen, and you make the Bracha of Kiddush. The Ramah then said, you could stand during the whole Kiddush, but it's Yoser Tov Leishev, it's better to sit during Kiddush. Says the Mishabu and then Vav, the Bechiai Gavna Nikri Tvei Kiddush Makam Suda. By sitting during Kiddush, it makes it more Kiddush b'makom suda. Kevan sheyoshev b'mikom sudasa b'esa Kiddush. Since you're sitting in the same place that you can have your suda during Kiddush, that makes it a better Kiddush b'makom suda. V'chein hiskin b'bir ha'grom mitam acher. And so too, the Gra's maskin that you should be sitting during Kiddush, but for a different reason. What's the Gra's reason? The kevan she'echad poter chaveiro. Since one person is making Kiddush and he's pattering his friends, but we need a kvius, we need to be set that they be koveya together. Ubi yeshiva mikri kvius. And when everyone's sitting down, that's a kvius. Like we learned earlier in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. Says the Mishaburu, Lefi Dvarav, according to this Gra, that the reason why you're saying Kiddush sitting down is so everyone can be koveya together, gam ha-shomim srichen leshev. Then even the ones who are listening have to sit as well. V'tovli zar bazel lachatchila. And once you be careful about this lachatchila, everyone should be sitting down. V'yesh lomar digam daita hurak lachatchila. And you can say that also his opinion is only that it's lachatchila. But the alko panim, but the bottom line is, tzarech li zar shiyikbu hashomim atzmam yachad be'es ha-kiddush kidei lotzeis. You need everyone that's listening to the kiddush to be koveya together during the time of kiddush to be yotzei. V'lo sheyu mufuzarin mufuradim. They shouldn't be all spread out. V'holchem echad heina v'echad heina. One walking that way, one walking that way, while you're hearing Kiddush. Dezelo mikri kvias klal. That's not called a kvias at all. Now, in the newest edition of the Dirshu newsletter, the question of the month, which if you send in your answer, and it's a good answer, you get a free set of Dirshu Mishabura, is the following question on this Mishabura. The following question. We brought down two reasons why Kiddush should be made sitting down. The first reason we said is it's a better Kiddush Makom Suda when you're sitting for Kiddush where you can have the Suda. It's a better Kiddush Makom Suda. And then he says, the Gra agrees, but for a different reason. The Gra says, you want to have a Kvias. Zakta Mishabura, Lafi the Gra, the listener should also sit down. Frektet Dirshu newsletter. Why is the Mishabura only saying Lefi the Gra, the listener should also sit down? What about according to the first reason the Mishabura brought down? That it's a better, a stronger Kiddush Makom Suda if you're sitting down for Kiddush in a place where you're having a Suda. So the people that are listening to Kiddush are also having Kiddush Makom Suda. And they're being Yotze Kiddush Rishomea Kona, they're also Kiluv and making Kiddush. So why shouldn't they also sit down? The Mishabura brings the two reasons and says, and Lefi the Gra, the ones who are listening should also sit down. Frekter, what about your reason? What about the first reason? That it's a better Kiddush Makom Suda, so sit down for that reason. Why are you only saying that the listener should sit down for more of a kvias? It's the same thing for the ones who are listening for Kiddush Makom Suda. It's a better Kiddush Makom Suda for them also. That's the question. We're not going to take answers now. You can send them into Dirshu, and you get your name in the newsletter. Then it was a raffle, I think, for a set of Dirshu Mishabura. That's the question that we can handle afterwards on this Mishabura. Let's finish up the Mishaburas, and then maybe we'll take some answers. Says the Mishabura of Vaidus of Kodem Memzayin. Memzayin, was that what the Mishabura was saying? That v'nohagim leishev af b'shosh she'omer v'yachulu v'minog is to sit even during v'yachulu. Dekevon sha'amarua kfar b'beis ha'knesses mu'umud, since we already said it in shul standing, ein makpidim shuv al zeh. We're not makpid on anymore, they have to stand. V'omrim also miyushuv kimo shara kiddush, and we say it sitting down like the rest of kiddush. Let's finish the mishaburas, and we'll see one more interesting note. Then we said kishamasel, when you start yitain einov baner, you should place your eyes on the ner. Now the mishabura says v'hu skulas rufua leinayim. This is a skula for healing of the eyes. Sheko al yedei psiagasa. That got dimmed through taking large steps. As the Gemara and Tainus and other places say, that by taking big steps, your eyes get dimmed, and the cure is by looking at the candles Friday night. Miu ein medatigim bazeh kol kach. However, we're not so careful about this. Now, what does it mean, kishemaschil? So if you look at the next page in the bottom, note 57, he just writes, in note 57 across from Memches, bibir mashakazav ramo kishemaschil yitin eino beneros, kasa besifro dachemosho dahaino kishomer vayechulu. This is referring to when you say Vayechulu. When you say Vayechulu, you should be looking at the Neros. Then the Mishabura says in Memtes, V'ayin le'el thimen kuf pe gimel, Hainu desham mevur, Zeh sheyitin eina b'kosha bracha shelo yasi adaito. This idea, again, the Ramah told us, when you start, meaning when you say Vayechulu, you should be looking at the Neros. And during the Kiddush, you should be looking at the kosha bracha. And the reason is that you shouldn't be mesia das. If you don't know Kiddush by heart, you need to look in the bencher. So Avada says this in Karelitz, that you can look in the bencher to make sure you're saying it properly. But there's one more note that I want to read over here, and that's note 56. Across on page Memches, on the second column, which is really just the second line, Uminaga Chazanish and the stipler, Hayala Sheves Bechola Kiddush Mitchilas Amiras Vayechulu. The minig of the Chazanish and the stipler was to sit for the entire Kiddush from Vayechulu and onwards. V'chein haya noeg ha-chavetz chayim. That was also the meaning of the chavetz chayim. V'chein nogu ha-grach v'agriz mi-brisk. Chayim and the brisker Rav also had the minog to be sitting for the entire Kiddush. Meidach, on the other hand, Bishal and Shuvas Igris Moshe Kosov Shalachatchila Tzarch Lomar Vayachulu Ba'amida. Rav Moshe says, no, Lachatchila, like we see over here, different opinions, that you should stand when you're saying Vayachulu. Ve'eshara Kiddush B'yeshiva, the rest of Kiddush you could say sitting down. Ve'aktsos HaShulchan Kosov Sha'minag Etzlam Lamud. The minhag by them was to stand, sounds like to stand for the whole Kiddush. V'hu Alpi Asod, that's Alpi Sod. K'moshe Kosov B'Shara Kavanos, like it's brought down in the Shara Kavanos, Alpi Kabbalah, to stand during Kiddush. We will stop here, and Mr. Shem will continue tomorrow night with Sif Yud Aleph.